Welcome to Firm Foundation. In these times of shifting standards and faulty foundations, there is a solid place on which to build a victorious life. And that place is the Firm Foundation of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Your host for Firm Foundation is Brian Hudson, a Bible teacher, pastor, author, and producer of Life Enriching Media.
I feel at home, and I feel a little better behind this podium, amen. As I'm praying before I begin ministering, earlier this in the summer, I was meditating on a worship song, and this message just touched my heart. And so when you have walked and lived an experience, it makes it more teachable. It makes it real to others. And I appreciate Minister Bertha's words, but you don't walk and live for 60 plus years and be in the ministry for almost 40 years without having to know him as provider. And to know him as a shield. To know him as my high tower, to know him as a fortress. So that's what we're going to be ministering on this morning. As a matter of fact, in July, I believe it was, I began to prepare and to just study the notes for myself. But in God's season, in God's time, today is the day to minister this word. And I know that because of all that has been flowing by the Holy Spirit this morning. It began with Minister Sean reading from Psalms. She didn't just read Psalms 91. Right. The Lord is my tower. He's my hiding place. She didn't just read those words. It was an exhortation. Yes. So if you weren't here for the exhortation at the beginning of the worship service, the Holy Spirit began to move in that exhortation. Yeah. And all of the worship, all of the things that have happened up until this moment is preparing you to receive now the word. That's how the Holy Spirit helps us to prepare to receive what he wants us to hear. Amen. It's not First Lady Patricia, even though I'm the one ministering today. It is actually God himself by the Holy Spirit through a vessel that wants to encourage and exhort you today. Amen. So before we begin, I want you to think of what you see right now as your greatest challenge. What have you been facing? As Elder Owens was ministering, he had one of those days. Sometimes one of those days is 3 months. Sometimes it's a year. It's just the season. But no matter whether it's a day, 2 months, a year, he is faithful. He is faithful. And I'm going to tell you, I cannot tell you. I don't have enough knowledge to know how the timing goes, how the circumstances unfold. I can't even explain what you're facing, but I can tell you who God is in your life. I don't know why we face difficulties. I don't know why some people are not here who are gone on. I don't know why some people are unemployed. I don't know why this country has faced so much in a year and a half. But this summer I was thinking about who is God in all of this? And he has not changed. Father, we thank you this morning. Just lift your hands up. Because it really is not about me. It's not about Elder. It's not about Minister Sean. It's not about Minister Bertha. I want you to know right there where you are standing, right where you are standing in this auditorium, you didn't come here by happenstance. You were drawn here today to hear a word that's going to encourage you And that's how much God loves you. He loves us so much that he will put together, he will organize, he will orchestrate a worship leader to encourage us. He will orchestrate the worship leader to bring us to the place where we can hear the word, to bring us, to usher us in to the presence of God. And I feel like that is what is unfolding today in this service. So whatever you've been facing, that seems like a mountain that reaches higher than any other you faced. Whatever illness, whatever relationship has been difficult to manage, your children, your grandchildren, your parents, your loved ones, your finances, your career, a loss of a job, a loss of a loved one, your health. Maybe you're homeless. Maybe you don't have a place to go. Maybe you have famine. I don't know, but I tell you who do know. God knows. He knew when you came in what was unfolding in your life. He'll never leave you. He will never forsake you. And Father, we receive your word this morning, and it will fall on good ground. And it will bring forth fruit in the life of every person who is a hearer and a doer of your word. And we declare it to be so in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, on behalf of Pastor Brian Hudson, I want to welcome you to New Covenant Church this morning. And am I okay, John, with the sound? It seems like there's a kind of a feedback up here near me. All right, I think that's better. I just want to welcome you, I said, as on behalf of Pastor Brian Hudson. He's getting some rest, amen, and some time to just be refreshed. Amen. So be in prayer for Pastor Brian Hudson. And all those who are visiting us this morning, I see my family is here this morning. Appreciate my brother, sister-in-law, Stephanie, and my nieces that are here, those that are visiting, who've come to receive the word from the Holy Spirit, amen? I'm the vessel today, but you actually have come to receive the word from the Holy Spirit. For all those that are visiting with us, maybe this is your very first time, on behalf of Pastor Brian, I want to welcome you. I trust you've already been blessed and encouraged. Pastor Brian Hudson has been ministering for six parts, a message entitled Navigate. And in part one, he introduced the series on Navigate. And Navigate means he's talking about how to successfully journey through life in these times. Navigate is the best word I have found to characterize living and working in this interesting and sometimes perilous season. These are notes from Pastor Brian. Part two was entitled Self-Care, Fit for the Journey. Part three, Power of Nurture, Preparing Children to Navigate Life. In part four of the series called Navigate, Pastor taught on the compass of love. In part five, 10 things you can do. And these are Pastor's words. At times in life, we hit a rough patch. Sometimes things don't go well, but that is no commentary on your life. God's plan has not changed. There is a way forward. Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And on last week, Pastor ministered on navigating systems of God and man. And if you go to our website, and you can find recent messages, you'll be able to listen to and also get the slides as well as the notes from the first six parts of the series. And so I've been encouraged, I've been blessed, and I'm going to follow in the same line. And today we're talking about Navigate, the Conqueror's Mindset. Minister Sean and Elder Owens narrowed us down, got us into the right mindset, because we can also be called the winner's mindset. Romans 8, 31. You can go there if you have your Bible. Romans 8, verses 31 through 39. And I'll start reading at verse 31. It's titled, God's Love. What can we say about all this? And before verse 31, it talked about all the difficulties that we face. So it starts reading at verse 31. What can we say about all this? If God is on our side, can anyone be against us? God did not keep back his own son. This is a different reading, but it's going to line in with what your version. God did not keep back his own son, but he gave him for us. If God did this, won't he freely give us everything else? If God says his chosen ones are acceptable to him, can anyone bring charges against them? Or can anyone condemn them? No, indeed. Christ died and was raised to life, and now he is at God's right side, speaking to him for us. Can anything separate us from the love of Christ? Can trouble, suffering, hard times, hunger, nakedness, danger, or death? It is exactly as the scripture says, for we face death all day long. We are like sheep on their way to be slaughtered. In everything, we have won more than a victory because of Christ who loves us. I am sure that nothing can separate us from God's love. Not life or death, not angels or spirits, not the present or the future, and not powers above or powers below. Nothing in all creation can separate us from God's love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Verse 37 says, "You in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us." You are more than a conqueror. So here's what that sounds like. We are more than conquerors. If God did this, won't he freely give us everything else? But in all these things, we are completely victorious. Hallelujah. Through God who showed his love for us. Another version says, yet even in the midst of all these things, the trouble, the hunger, the desolation, whatever it is that we're facing, in all these things, we triumph over them all. For God has made us to be more than conquerors, and his demonstrated love is our glorious victory over everything. We prevail completely. We win an overwhelming victory. Now, is this particular, these verses telling us that's what we do, aside from God? It's not saying that. Let me go back and read this to you. It says, if God did this, won't he freely give us everything? If God, and I won't say if, because God loved us. Yes. John 3:16. Yes. Because God loves us, he freely gave us his only son. Because God gave us his only son, won't he freely give us everything else we need? Think about what's most precious to you. If you give something that's precious, you freely give everything else without thinking about it. And because God loves you, he loves me, he gave us his son, he will freely give you all you need. There's nothing that will separate us from the love of God. We are more than conquerors. We face challenges with the mindset that we are more than conquerors because of Christ who loves us. Because God is on our side, we are more than conquerors. Because God did not keep back his own son, but he gave him, we are more than conquerors. You begin to see that it has less to do with me facing this challenge, this difficult time, and more to do with me recognizing and having the conqueror's mindset that I am more than a conqueror, that I can triumph over all things through Christ who loves me. Yes. When I am weak, he is strong. navigate, I have here, as I'm teaching on, navigate the conqueror's mindset. Navigate means to make one's way or to go through something. So pastor said in his title that navigate is to how successfully journey through life in these times. We are all navigating. And when I was ministering and when I was praying earlier, you were thinking about how can I navigate, find my way through this circumstance. One day, one week, several months, you've been navigating up until this moment. And you haven't navigated by yourself. You have been a conqueror. So a conqueror is a person who gains mastery over or will win by overcoming obstacles or oppositions. Yes. Yes. So the mindset is, mm-hmm. I'm not alone. I'm navigating, and I am mastering, I'm winning, I'm overcoming obstacles and opposition. And a mindset is a fixed state of mind. And I was meditating on this morning, and you know, there are a lot of things that we can do as believers and as people. We can get help from other people. We can, and I'm not against therapy. So I'm not telling you not to go to any type of a therapist. But I'm going to encourage you that there will come a time, if you're not there now, where the therapist is not available. Your prayer partner doesn't answer the phone. You can't get to the ministry to have pastor lay hands on you. There'll come a time where it's going to be you and God. It's going to be you and God. And you're going to have to decide, is he my shield? Is he my rock? Am I standing? There'll be a time when you go into your prayer closet and you may not hear anything. You know, we have this Christian ease. I'm standing on the word. I'm going to go into my prayer closet. I'm going to call my prayer partner. And sometimes God will shut it all down. He'll pull everything out. And the only place you can go is to the throne room. The only place you can do is go directly. Because you know what? Jesus has split the veil. We have free access. We can come directly before the throne of God and find grace and mercy to help in a time of need. And I believe God does that so we realize that he is God. Hallelujah. And if you're going to counseling, if you're seeing a therapist, if you do yoga, I like to walk. I like to walk and meditate. And all of that, if it produces self-care, because Pastor talked about self-care. So there are things that we do to take care of our mental attitude and our health for ourselves. And there are times, as I said, when we just have to face to face go bow before the Lord and let him bring the healing and the encouragement. And I believe it started in this morning. I believe it started with worship this morning. I believe you're here this morning because you have been the routes. You've been navigating this course that you've been facing. And maybe there's a wall that just keeps popping up. And you've jumped over a few. You've faced some opposition. You have tried to go around some obstacles. And I'm just here to encourage you that God is just saying, keep going. Keep coming to him. Amen. Keep having that mindset that I am a conqueror. I'm an overcomer. I'm a winner. I know it doesn't look like it right now. I know I may not be experiencing it right now, but I'm going to tell you, I have lived this. I have experienced this myself where circumstances has looked like nothing's going to change. I've been disappointed. I've faced difficulty. I've been hurt. I've suffered loss. I have been puzzled. I've pondered. I haven't seen my way through. I haven't been able to understand what's happening. I haven't been able to understand what didn't happen. Sometimes you've prayed about things and you've prayed about things and you've prayed about things and you believe you're praying in faith and you've prayed and you're thinking, Lord, When is this mountain going to move? Sister Pat said that I'm a conqueror. I don't feel like a conqueror. We don't walk by feelings. We walk by faith. We walk by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Take a minute to just thank you, Lord. Sometimes we got to just do some reflection. Allow the Holy Spirit to encourage you right now. Whatever the obstacle, whatever the opposition, you are more than a conqueror through Christ who loves you. The conqueror's mindset is fixed on who God is and what his great love provides for his people. Psalms 18 and verse 1. And I'll be reading from New Living. I love you, Lord. You are my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. I called on the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and he saved me from my enemies. I read that word enemies this morning, and the Lord said the enemy is not always a person. So who's your enemy, or what is your enemy this morning? Sometimes the enemy is that I don't know that God loves me. Sometimes the enemy is that I don't have that conquering mindset. Sometimes the enemy may be my own lack of faith. Sometimes the enemy may be that I don't believe what the word teaches. It may be that circumstances have discouraged me. Discouragement can be an enemy. My own self-esteem, my lack of self-esteem, my low self-esteem can be an enemy. Failure can be an enemy. It didn't work last time. I don't want to try that again. Fear can be an enemy. But it says, I called on the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and he saved me from every enemy. Not just some of them. He didn't save me from my fear, from my low self-esteem, from that rough patch I'm in right now. He saved me from all my enemies because of his love for us. Because he so loved us. He will save you from every enemy. He will give you the confidence, the courage, the wisdom to navigate life's most challenging places. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
If you've lived it, say amen.
Amen.
If you've experienced it, say amen.
Amen.
If you have a testimony, if I pass this mic around, say amen.
Amen.
Say, if he did it one time,
surely
he's going to do it again.
Where I am right now,
it's for a season. Because
I know
the Lord is
worthy of praise.
I called on the Lord.
He heard my prayer.
It's here. It's here. You cannot be moved. The conqueror's mindset, Patricia, says you will not be moved.
Yes.
You will not suffer loss.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to worship after I minister. But this is the worship song that encouraged me in just studying these verses. And it's called Made Me Glad. The lyrics are, I will bless the Lord forever. I will trust him at all times. He has delivered me from all fear. So listen to some of the words. I will bless the Lord forever. I will trust him at all times. So I believe that the writer, David, would have written this in Psalms. He knew that we're going to face difficult times.
Amen.
But the Lord wanted us to know that you can bless him forever. Yes. You can trust him at all times. He has delivered me from all fear. He has set my feet upon a rock. I will not be moved, and I'll say of the Lord, you are my shield. You are my strength. Yes. You are my portion, deliverer, my shelter, strong tower, my very present help in time of need. My very present help in time of any need. Present help, that means now. Whom have I in heaven but you? There's none I desire beside you. You have made me glad. The Lord is my shield. A shield in the natural is a cover that protects whatever is behind it or beneath it. So the Lord is my shield. Behind it and beneath it. A shield is something or someone that protects or defends. And I just did a few notes on a natural shield. In wartime, a shield was used to intercept specific attacks, whether close or far away. A shield was also something, or the function of a shield, that's what the shield does. But the shield is a defensive weapon in the natural. When they actually carried a shield and there were spears or arrows and not missiles that we have today. But in wartime, when there was face-to-face battle, the shield was a defensive weapon. It protected the warrior from his enemy's blows and could be used to deflect thrown spears and other missiles. So the Lord is my shield. Protection. God is described specifically as our shield. It's personal. He cares about you as an individual. He is invested in your well-being and wants you to put your hope in him. Even when everything around you is something, I'm sorry, is screaming that it would be foolish to do so. I'll read that again. He is invested in your well-being and wants you to put your hope in him, even when everything around you is screaming that it would be foolish to do so. When circumstances, when the rough patch, when your body, some of us are facing physical challenges, when your body is screaming, it's foolish for you to trust God right now. But that's the time we take a stand. Despite the circumstances. Ephesians 6 and 16 discusses, in chapter 6 of Ephesians, it talks about the whole armor of God. And in verse 16, it tells us, this is our part, to put on the whole armor of God. It says, above all, we're going to take the shield of faith. We're going to hold up the shield of faith that it would quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. So the God is our shield. Psalms 3. If you're using your Bible, Psalms 3, verse 3. New Living Translation says, but you, O Lord, are a shield around me. You are my glory and the one who holds my head high. I cried out to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy mountain. Psalms 28. Verse 6 and 7, the New Living says, praise the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and shield. I trust him with all my heart. He helps me, and my heart is filled with joy. In my response, I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. The Lord is my strength. I trust him with my whole heart. He helps me. My heart is filled with joy. I'm encouraging you in the conqueror's or the winner's mindset. When you are facing that rough patch, you consider this. The Lord is my strength. He helps me. My heart is filled with joy. I put my trust in Him with all my heart. So there, we have a decision that we have to make when we're navigating life, as I just shared. For those that can't focus on the Word of God, there might be other avenues. We all have to navigate, amen? And there are times when, instead of looking at what the Word says, we might grab something in the natural. In difficult times, we are going to turn to someone or something. Who are you turning to? What are you turning to? Sometimes people turn to drugs. Why do people use drugs? Do they use drugs because they want to? If you ask anyone who's addicted, it's not by choice now. That's why it's an addiction. It's an outlet. An outlet. I'm looking for hope. I'm looking for an answer. I hit a rough patch. I hit a difficult place. But this drug, whatever it is going to remove me from this unpleasant rough patch for 10 minutes, half an hour, 15 minutes, overnight. I don't know. Alcohol does the same thing. I'm not saying that I'm better than anyone who's addicted or who's turning to the bottle. I'm just letting you know people turn to something or something or someone at a difficult place. Who are you turning to? Who are you crying out to for help? Who do we know that we can help to find their help in the Lord? Do we have someone in our family? Do we work with someone who's been sharing a difficult time they're having? They've hit a rough place. They're climbing up that mountain and they don't see their way over. We've all been there. But as believers, we know where our help comes from. But always know that that is an honor. That's a privilege. That's because of His love for us. But He doesn't love the addict any less. He doesn't love the alcoholic any less. He doesn't love the one who's addicted to whatever means they have of escape. He doesn't love them any less. He's calling them the same way He called us. That's why we have a heart of compassion for other people. We don't put ourselves up here and put them down there. Uh-huh, you went and got some alcohol. We don't do that. We see the need. We know the need because maybe we've been there before. So the compassion comes out that we have, that we want to encourage people. The Lord loves you. He can be your rock. He can be your fortress. He can be your shield. He can help you navigate this difficult time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is my portion. Lamentations 3. The Lord is my portion. Verse 22 says, because of the Lord's great love, we keep hearing the word love. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For His compassions never fail. How would that word sound to someone who's reaching for a lifeline? Because of the Lord's great love, you will not be consumed. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for Him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him, to the one who seeks Him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. The Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for Him. This is a declaration of who God is. He is my portion. Another word for portion is inheritance. His promise is what God provides for us. Psalm 16 says, Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You support my lot. You support my need. Your inheritance provides what I need. Psalm 73 says, whom have I in heaven? That's a part of the song we're going to sing. Whom have I in heaven beside you? And earth has nothing I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Whom have I in heaven but you? There's no one I desire on earth but you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 18. God's way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. He is a shield for all who look to him for protection. For who is God except the Lord? Who but our God is a solid rock? God arms me with strength, and he makes my way perfect. He makes me as sure-footed as a deer, enabling me to stand on a mountain, on mountain's height. In the Amplified, it says, the God who encircles me with strength, or who is a rock except our God? I'm sorry, the God who encircles me with strength and makes my way blameless. He makes my feet like hinds' feet, so I'm able to stand firmly and tread safely on paths of testing and trouble. He makes my feet like hinds' feet, meaning I'm able to stand firmly and to tread, to navigate safely on paths of testing and trouble. Navigate, conquer on paths of testing and trouble. Lord, why would you put these verses in the Word? Lord, why would you have us to know that we are more than conquerors? Why would God talk about conquering distress and all the things that we read in, I believe, in Romans, the difficult times? Because he knew that we would face them. Yes. He knew that believers would have to navigate some of these difficult times. Psalms, I'll keep reading in Psalms 18. He trains my hands for battle. He strengthens my arms to draw a bronze bow. You have given me your shield of victory. Your right hand supports me. Your help makes me glad. He is my shield. He is my portion. He is my shelter and my strong tower. Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O Lord. Psalm 61, verses 1 through 4. In the Amplified, read. Hear my cry, O Lord. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I call to you. When my heart is overwhelmed and weak, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. A rock that is too high to reach without your help. And what happens when you're standing on the rock? There is a foundation. But when you're standing on the rock, you are higher than the circumstances. You're not on the rock by yourself. Yeah. You're standing on the rock with Christ. Yeah. And the thing about standing on a rock or a mountain, the view is different than if you're on sea level, right? Yeah. When I'm standing on a rock that is higher than high, right? I just read this. When I'm standing on that rock, mm-hmm. that is, it says, a rock that is too high to reach without your help. My perspective is ahead of me. God knows what's ahead of me. God sees the open door. God sees the path I'm going to navigate. So he puts me beside him on the rock, increases my faith to trust him, that I have a different viewpoint. I have a different mindset. I have a mindset of the conqueror, because now I'm on the rock above the circumstance. Are you standing in the circumstance? Are you swallowed? Are you under the circumstance? Are you under the rough patch? Are you under sickness? Are you under lack? Are you under fear? Or are you on the rock that is high? And it's too high for me to reach without his help. For you have been a shelter and a refuge for me, a strong tower against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge in the shelter of your wings. Psalms 119, verse 114. Psalms 119, verse 114. You are my refuge and my shield. Your word is my source of hope. You are my place of quiet retreat. I wait for your word to renew me. You are my place of quiet retreat. Thank God for all the other avenues. I thank God that I can walk and meditate. I thank God for prayer partners. I thank God for people who practice yoga. I thank God for doctors. I thank God for medicine that helps to keep our body regulated. Amen. I thank God for any kind of self-care, anything that can help me to be healthy, spirit, soul, and body, my mind. I thank God for all those. I thank God for friends. I thank God for encouraging word. I thank God for ministry of the word. I thank God for an opportunity to study the word. But mostly, he's my place of quiet retreat. When there's no place else that I can go, I find my refuge. I find my help. I wait for your word to renew me. And sometimes that's where we are, in this rough place. You are my very present help in time of need. Psalms 46, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. So we heard the word all. We heard the word always, at all times. He delivers me from all fear. He is ever-present help in time of need. God, you're such a safe and powerful place to find refuge. You're a proven help in time of trouble. More than enough and always available whenever I need you. So we will never fear, even if every structure of support were to crumble away. That's a hard place. God, you're such a safe and powerful place to find refuge. You're a proven help in time of trouble. More than enough and always available whenever I need you. So I will never fear. Even if every structure, every relationship, my career, whatever I've been holding on to, finding help, if every structure of support were to crumble away, God is my rock.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And in closing, as I begin and start sharing, Sister Pat, all this sounds wonderful. And I can have this conqueror's mindset, and you encourage me that a conqueror overcomes and goes over obstacles. And the conqueror's mindset is that we gain mastery over, we win by overcoming obstacles or opposition. A mindset is a fixed state of mind, and I get it. I hear what you're saying. And then sometimes we come with but. You ever felt like that? I feel like that sometimes. Because we've tried everything else. You know what I finally decided? Where else do I go? Isn't that what the word said? Lord, who else? Who else do I turn to?
Yeah.
At some point, you got to realize, where else is there to go? I'm not going to the corner and spend $20 on something, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going over here. I'm not going to watch 3 movies. Amen. Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to read 10 books. Yeah. Well, where else am I going to go?
Who else do I have?
Amen. Where else do I go? Where have I found the support and the love and the warm embrace? Life can be hard. Things can be difficult. I'm not telling you that they're not. I'm telling you, have the conqueror's mindset. Because I can stand here and tell you that after 60 plus years, raising 4 children, married for 42 years, an educator for 40 years, I want you to know he's never let me down. I've never been disappointed. I faced fear, just like you faced fear. I've been discouraged. Everything hasn't gone the way it should. But where else do I go? I go to the rock.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
This is not some pie in the sky. It may work, it may not work. I'm only going one place. Because I've lived and I've experienced and I've felt the victory. I've walked in the victory. I've come to the top of that mountain. I've been victorious. Amen. And you know what happens when you get to that place where what we've prayed about is manifest? The rock that you've stood on has upheld you. What it does, it prepares you for the next challenge.
Yeah. Yeah.
We take all the lessons, yeah. Amen, yeah. The faith, the things we've learned for that next day, Elder Owens, that next few weeks, that next year. And I'm sorry I can't tell you why things happen, why we don't have some people here because of COVID. I can't explain why people lost their jobs. I can't explain why you're facing what you're facing. But I want you to know he loves you. And because of his love, you are more than a conqueror. Let me just close by saying, Pastor ministered 10 things to help us navigate. And like I said, you can go back and you can also hear these messages on our website under recent messages. The first thing that Pastor encouraged us on was to list your accomplishments. Reframe the situation. Maybe it's not as bad as we really think it is. Maybe there's a door that's opening. Maybe the perspective needs to change. Focus on past wins. I just said that. What you're dealing with now is to encourage you for anything else you're going to be having to deal with. Focus on past wins. Face your weakness that when I'm weak, then I'm strong in Christ. Be kind to yourself. Practice self-care. Control what you can and should. Shift your perspective away from the negative. Know your anchor and support network. Embrace ambiguity. Know that the obstacle is the way. And again, that is, if that really touched your heart, that is part 5 of the series called Navigate, How to Successfully Journey Through Life in These Times. Let's all stand. As we worship, the Lord has made me glad. Worship team. I want you to focus on, he's my strength. These are not just words in a song. This is who God is to you. Let me see if I can find it here. I will bless the Lord forever. I will trust him at all times. He has delivered me from all fear. He has set my feet upon a rock. My perspective is different when I'm upon the rock. I will not be moved, and I'll say of the Lord, you are my shield. Make it personal. You are my strength. You are my portion, my deliverer, my shelter, strong tower, my very present help.